Audio Gravity, 17th of August 2009. Good afternoon. Catching up from the last couple of days, first link today is quakespotter.org. It's a 3D visualization of earthquakes that are occurring around the world now. You might be actually more surprised at the amount of earthquakes that are happening all the time. We do have better news services these days to find out about earthquakes, and I'm sure there's a few geeks worldwide who have been watching and tracking this stuff for years and sort of pretty much know in the same sort of way as tracking people on Twitter as they're waking up and when they go to bed and what they're doing and where their activities. They've been doing it for a long time. But there's a group of people who've got together now who've made this from the United, let me see if I can get this together, occurring around the world, as well as news and information from the United States Geological Survey, Google, and Twitter, developed in Ruby processing as an entry into Sunlight Labs Apps for America 2 competition. Runs on Macs using the quakespotter.application that comes in the zip, and Windows open quakespotter.bat. And it's just really, really cool. It's just this little animation of the Earth, and it spins around to, you know, where the earthquakes are happening, what size they are, whereabouts it is. And it's just great to have on the app, run on one of your other screens so you can see these things happening. The fact that they've pulled things in, aggregated it from other sources, you know, like the Geological Survey, Google and Twitter, and you can find out which ones are reporting faster than other ones, is very, very interesting. And I'm slowly starting to see how these applications being able to rapidly build standalone aggregated services that are reliable and scalable are going to be, you know, it's going to be such a rash for these things to happen, integrated in cars, in phones, in watches, in all sorts of geolocational basis. But it's not just going to be your geolocation stuff that's going to be the winner. It's going to be the aggregation of services custom to your environment and custom to you. So there's a lot of grey areas there as to where you're going to be watching it and how you're going to be consuming it and when and what. And that's fascinating to me, and I'm looking forward to it. Next link today is IGVITA.com. A goal is a dream with a deadline. What I really like about this guy's site is he's got some really solid web developer-based blog entries, so it'll talk from stuff about, you know, Squid right down to Nginx and Memcache, talking about things in Ruby, concurrency in Ruby, 3DP, fastest, cheaper than simple DB, just loads of really hardcore stuff. Hardcore if you're not doing this stuff and you're not, you know, a down to the command line Unix, Linux, Linux backend dude. I'm definitely not that at all, but I do have an interest in it, and it does sort of get me going when I see things that, you know, make things better. For instance, Nginx and Memcache, that just sort of blew my mind when that came on the scene, and we use that for Responder. Great site, definitely one you should subscribe to, definitely one you should read about if you're into web development in any way. Next link today is cheddargetter.com. For a long, long time, it's been very difficult to have a way to not only bill your customers but to track as well, so you can like plug in a merchant account and then get various details back, you know, how many customers you've got, what sort of bill revenue. I use a thing called BlinkSale for my invoicing, but what I like about this is they have a really easy API so that you can integrate into it quickly. And there's a few things on here that you can't get with BlinkSale. They do a thing for aggregating charges for micropayments. They can adjust pricing plans based on your usage. It's just a really nice system for plugging in. We'll probably be using CheddarGetter for Responder for when you're paying for services to do with transcoding and distribution, because obviously there has to be a cost there because we're using third-party services to do the billing, transcoding and sending to different targets. Next link today is over on ycombinator.com. Y Combinator is similar to a VC kind of fund where they invest X amount of money in startups and services. This is a whole list of ideas. If you go to ycombinator.com/ideas.html, they've listed out, let's see, 30 different reasons or 30 different subjects of things that would be very useful, from different Excel database hybrids to better shopping guides to new payment methods, WebOS, all that sort of stuff. If you're thinking of an idea, or you've got an idea percolating in your mind, but you want to sort of see if there's, you know, an in-between or a crossover that you might be able to pull out of this list, go and check that out. Bit of hardware here over on memorybits.co.uk. They've got this 70 watt universal laptop power adapter for 25 quid, which I think is a bit of a steal, really. They've got loads of different connectors, so you can power it in the UK or Europe or the US. It's got a nice little plug socket where you can interchange the different connectors on the front of that. You won't power a MacBook Pro laptop with this. I think a MacBook Pro is 90 watts. I think a Mac Air might be 60, 65, but I think this is more geared to PC owners. That is, you know, the Dells and the Aces of the world. It comes with a bunch of adapters. Yeah, you can charge Acer Aspires, Compacs, Fujitsu, pretty much a whole chunk of PCs that it covers. And finally, the last link today, Pirate Bay website pirated ahead of changeover, which is a bit ironic, but you can download a 21 gig image of the whole index of the entire site. So that's like 870,000 odd torrent links linking to downloadable files. Not really sure how this has happened or why it's happened. I'm guessing that somebody didn't really want the Pirate Bay to change, or they're scared of it changing drastically to something else. So if you're so inclined, over on Pirate Bay there is a 21 gig file, which is the whole of the Pirate Bay, as in all the indexes and all the links. Might be worth just keeping for that retro capsule that you're burying in your garden, so somebody can find in 100 years' time. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.